Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Perspective is a funny thing because, of course, us average normies hear that a kid is asking for $6,000 shoes and we go, ah, that's insane. Who would ever think they could just ask their parents for $6,000 Dior shoes? But if you have access to the internet and you Google what your famous dad is worth and you see $150 million, you think you can probably swing those $6,000 shoes. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about Ben Affleck's son, Samuel, who's 13 years old, and apparently he's pushing for his dad to buy him $6,000 Dior Air Force Ones because, you know, quote unquote, they can afford it.
You out of your mind.
So Ben Affleck is on the red carpet for South by Southwest, which is this film festival out in Austin, Texas, and he's doubling down on the fact that he is like, this is ridiculous. I am not purchasing these shoes for you. I'm rich. You're not.
Did your son start mowing the lawn for those sneakers?
That's what happens when you tell a mother they have to mow a lawn. And all of a sudden, they don't want those shoes. And they're like, argh. He was like, but I always said they were tough. You have any kids? You have a 13-year-old?
I don't.
There's always some grift why I need to be. I'm like, Brett, well, you do not need $1,000 shoes. He's like, we have the money. I'm like, I have the money. You're broke.
Too funny. Thank you, Ben.
Dude, that Boston came out real quick.
So I told you guys years ago, Hollis learned this lesson. You remember we were in England and he was becoming a sneakerhead?
Yep.
And I think he might have saw the shoes that you had on, those blue and white Jordans. Like
ones,
a Carolina.
Oh, those are 11s. Okay. I think you're talking about the 11s.
I don't know what they are, but we're in London, right? And he goes by a sneaker store and we walk in there and he sees those shoes and they're $500. $500. Just a couple years ago, he's 15 or 16 years old. And he's like, Dad. And I'm like, not a chance. And he said, Dad. And I said, you can get them. You can get them, but you're going to have to work them off. And we came up with a payment plan for $500. To this day, he will say, it is the worst purchase he has ever made because he had to work that thing off.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work off $6,000 worth of shoes. There's no way.
Maybe Ben Affleck pays a little more around the house. Maybe it's like $1,000 every time you take out the garbage.
Forget it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great, I'm glad he did it though, because that, like, what an incredible life lesson right there about finances and like what you're spending your money on.
I was kind
of
beating
the
myself
value
up.
Of a dollar.
Like I kind of thought, like, man, I raised a kid that could even think about like purchasing $500 pair of shoes. You're going to learn the hard way how hard it is to come by $500.
I'm not defending the kids because my dad wouldn't have did it for me and I wouldn't do it as a dad either. But sneakers do cost a lot more today than they ever have. And I do remember being in the kid's shoes feeling like, well, my dad told me, no, you got to work hard and you got to do this. And it always felt like, but Dad, you was the one that said you worked that hard, so I didn't have to.
What
happened to that?
That's good.
All right, Scarlett Johansson says she doesn't care if this offends people. And of course, I'm talking about taking photos in public. So I know this is kind of a contentious thing when it comes to celebrities. Like, is it rude to ask them in public for a photo? Is this kind of what they owe us because they're celebrities? You know, you're a millionaire, and the least you can do is take a photo with me in public. But Scarlett Johansson, in a recent interview, says that her rule when it comes to taking photos with people in public is that if she's not at an official event, she's not officially working, she is not taking your photo.
Good for her.
She said it really offends a lot of people. It doesn't mean I'm not appreciative, of course, that people are fans or happy to see me, but I always say to people, I'm not working. And I think that's a fair point.
Yeah, I mean, celebrities, we say this all the time. I don't know why you would sign up for that level of celebrity, but at some point or another, you do have to protect your privacy just a little bit.
I know, especially when you're Scarlett Johansson and it's happening all the time. For us, like when we go out in public and it happens like once a month, I'm like, oh my God, of course I'll stop at Kroger. But Scarlett Johansson's happening literally anytime she leaves the house. All right, Justin Baldoni is refusing to drop one person from the Blake Lively lawsuit that claims she has no business being a part of. It's on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.